we just have the best music here, don't we? Holy moly, it's just great. Yeah, yeah, thank you, Sonny. Woo-hoo. So Angela and I go way back. I think we met in Pacific Church, right? Yeah, we met at Pacific Church, and we both, we graduated the same year. We graduated from the Holmes Institute School of Ministry back in 2006, and I think ever since then, Reverend Angela has been serving the Santa Cruz religious science community. That's been over 9 years anyway. And just recently, she's felt the calling to return to her roots, you know, San Diego.
Yay!
So she's kind of got this commuting ministry going on where she's still serving in Santa Cruz, and then she comes down here once a month, right, 1 week a month, and she serves the San Diego community by teaching and talking and counseling. And she's here every third Wednesday. You know the third Wednesdays with Angela. You've got to come back and see her Thursday. Yeah, Thursday. Wednesday. Third Wednesday. Sorry about that. Yeah, and in fact, it's this Wednesday. You've got to come back and see her Wednesday evening. So with no further ado, let us welcome Reverend Angela Geary.
Thank you, Patty. Good morning. So good to see you here. I'm filled with emotion. I'm not sure why. I think it's all the music and having the opportunity to be here, the love of Reverend Patty, the love of John, the love of all of you, having Sonny here doing the music with me. It just feels wonderful, the energy in here. And you know, this is what it's all about, right? To come together at times like this to raise our vibration, to live in the vortex, to remember the truth. You know, no matter what's going on in the world, and there's so much going on that can bring us down, and yet we're here. We're here to celebrate the light. You know, Hafiz says, and I love this, I wish I could show you when you're lonely or in darkness the astonishing light of your own being. The astonishing light of our own being. And we know that, right? These are our basic teachings. God is, I'm not going to sing. God is within me, right? All around me, the center of my life. And yet, you know, we walk this fine line, this paradox, this dichotomy. We have this beautiful, free, glorious, joy-filled, love-filled, harmonious, peaceful, divine being within us. Perfect. Perfection. And yet we walk hand in hand with the human part of us. That just by nature that we're human. Maybe it's just me, but we're not perfect. We're flawed in some way. You know, the Christians would say original sin, but we don't do sin, right? But we're, you know, we're up against those two things. That's the constant working with those two parts. And, you know, my ministry has really become about embracing all of it. We have to embrace all of it. We can't deny the darkness. We can't deny the unhealed parts of ourselves. We don't have to give them too much credence and too much energy, but we have to be present with them and know that they're part of the process and know that they're part of our divine unfoldment and that our purpose here is to rise into our greatness, to remember who we are. You know, it's so interesting how I love this one mind thing because I'm using sort of part of my talk is from this book, Emergence, and you'll notice there's an acorn on here and a tree, and that was the reading was about that. And I don't think any of us had any communication around that. But, you know, in the acorn, you know, it's packed with all the potentiality to become an oak tree, forests of oak. It doesn't need anything. It's all in that. And yet it needs to plant its roots deep, way down, deep, deep in the dark soil for quite a while in order for it to emerge. And the deeper the roots go into the soil, the higher the branches. You know, the Chinese bamboo is the same. It's said that the roots of the Chinese bamboo, many of you know this, they lie in the soil for up to 5 years. 5 years building the foundation and building the foundation and digging and immersing themselves in the gnarly, twisted, you know, darkness, right? And yet, at the perfect right time, it emerges. And when the bamboo shoots, any of you who have planted bamboo know this, right? It can go up to 8 stories high very, very quickly. It's because it's been nurtured. And so as it is with the oak tree and as it is with bamboo, so it is with us. You know, we're one with nature. So as nature operates, so do we operate. That we are packed, that God seed within us of pure potentiality and infinite possibilities of absolute astounding love and astonishing light and joy and freedom and peace. It's all in there. It's all in there. And all we have to do, it's exhausting, right? Those of us, all of us on the journey know, right, is be open to it. And I think the piece is to really dig deep, to let, you know, the deeper we are in the roots of our soul, the higher we can fly, the deeper we dig. Because don't we need something deeper? Otherwise, life just knocks us about, right? We need something deeper. So we come from that deep place within us that is steady and essential and true, the divine nature within us. And the more we're willing to dig deep, the more we're willing to go beneath the circumstances of our life, the more free we're going to be, right? Because there's nothing that we need to make happen. You know, he talks in here about the emergence process. And that's just, you know, we're emerging into our divine selves. But there's nothing we need to make happen. All we need to do is make a welcome place for it to happen. We need to make it welcome. The God channel is always playing, much like AM radio. It's always playing. But are we tuned into it? Am I tuned into it? Right? Can I switch the dial? Or am I tuned in to my limited self-concepts, my false beliefs, my doubts, my fears, my ego? So God's broadcasting constantly. And there's a universe and a power, and we all know this. And I say this every talk I give, that I just feel like we just keep speaking the truth in different ways. I'm looking at Reverend Patty just for confirmation. Over and over and over again. Maybe I'm the only one, right? Because as Marianne Williamson says, there's no new truths, really. We've gotten it all. Ancient truth, new wisdom, ancient thought, new wisdom. And now we're called. Now we're really called to do the work and to step into our greatness and be the light that we're born to be and to be for something and against nothing. To be for something. Right now in the world, in our nation, it's so easy to be against something. We're called to be the love. Can we put these principles, these teachings into action now? Can we be the love that we want to see in the world? Can we be the change that we're called to be? And I believe that, you know, there's nothing outside, right? There's nothing outside of us. Everything we see is a reflection of ourselves. Do you love that? Do you love that when your beloved is doing that thing that you really don't love you, honey. Or, you know, whoever it may be. Don't you love it when you remember, that's me. And that spirit showing, holding up a mirror for me. But you know what? We dig deeper into the soul of our being. And the other thing I want to just say and encourage us all is we can't be afraid of the darkness. But activating the light requires that we embrace our shadow. That's what it requires. And we all have a shadow. We all have a shadow. And whoop-de-doo, we have a shadow. Right? Big deal. We're not always perfect. And the way we embrace our shadow is we understand that underneath shadow are lonely, vulnerable, scared little parts of ourselves. And what do vulnerable, scared little parts need? They need love. They need welcoming. They need permission. They need self-acceptance. And often what we do, and again, I may just be speaking to myself, is we criticize and judge and cast out those parts of ourselves because they're not holy. They're not spiritual. They're not everything the teachings are telling us we need to be. And you know what? They can get there because the whole journey is about integration. Right? So we embrace our shadow so we can activate the light. And we also, I think, in wanting to claim our wholeness that's already within us, we have to be humble enough to notice our perceived brokenness. And it's just a perception of brokenness. So we have to do the deep healing work. You know, we come into Science of Mind, change your thinking, change your life. We take Foundations class, and we manifest what the princesses, parking spaces, and palaces, and we are good to go. We have the affirmations down, the spiritual mind treatment, and Kingdom 2, it's done by me, is working amazingly well. And then all of a sudden, all hell breaks loose. And the things that we manifest, somehow we lose. Sometimes there's no parking spaces. Where did that prince go? Because the truth is that consciousness precedes form. And what Derek Rydell says is we will always be creating. What we create will always be congruent with our current self-image. Do you love that? What we create, I know there's so many. What we create will always be congruent with our current self-image. You know, it's the bless their hearts, the people that win the lottery and 5 years later lost it all. Because the consciousness of abundance and divine flow and deservedness and worthiness is not anchored in, so it can't hold on to it. It's the bigger house consciousness. I've manifested from Kingdom 2 this bigger house. Why am I 5 years later in foreclosure? Because consciousness couldn't hold that image of ourselves. So it's through digging deep into like the dirt of our lives, really digging deep into the soil of those false beliefs, over the feelings, over the whatever it may be, that the transformation really needs to take place in our root chakra, the root of the root of the root, first, second chakra. Our first chakra, are we safe here in this physical world? Do we believe we're safe? Do we believe we're loved? Do we trust? Second chakra. Don't get me started. All of it's in there. Relationship, sexuality, finances, creativity, family. All of that is down here. And so sometimes the tendency is, I'm not speaking to anyone in this room, I know, but sometimes the tendency is to go to God. Let me open my crown chakra and be in bliss and joy and all of those things, but I'm somehow not grounded. And somehow there's some things that are not working because this has not been tended to. We haven't created a strong foundation, just like the Chinese bamboo, right? We haven't anchored ourselves deep down and done the work. And it's safe to do the work because the great news is there's before breakthrough, there's breakdown. And that's a great thing to remember. There's a breakdown before a breakthrough. So when we're in our darkest moments, when we're challenged, when we're feeling stuck and constricted, it's because there's a divine birth wanting to evolve through and as us, right? We call it the contraction of giving birth. And we have to be willing to sit in those dark and lonely places and love them and trust that our perfect self emerges when the conditions are right. And that all of it is spirit. You know, the Course of Miracles says, what if you but knew that every event, and I'd say every person, past, present, and yet to come, was gently placed by one whose only purpose was our greatest and highest good. What if we but knew? It's all divine. No one says we have to like it. No one says it has to feel good. But we can trust. This is what we hang on to. This is our principle. We trust that there's a divine plan for our life. There's a universe that plots for us. There's a power for good that wants only more light and peace and joy to express through us and through and as this planet. And so everything that happens and everyone that shows up, those angels in heavy disguise, everyone is there to help us evolve and grow and move towards the light. That makes sense with me? So I went ahead a little, but I wanted to read a little poem by Khalil Gibran. I never know how to say his name. And it just talks about the darkness. It's a little... So it's a poem on love. I'll just read a couple, one verse maybe or two. For even as love crowns you, so shall love crucify you. The language in this is a little heavy, so breathe through it and put in your own words, you know. Even as he is for your growth, so he is for your pruning. I love that. Even as he is for your growth, so he is for your pruning. Even as she ascends to your height and caresses your tenderest branches that quiver in the sun, so shall she descend to your roots and shake them in their clinging to the earth. Like sheaves of corn, he gathers you onto himself. She threshes you to make you naked. She sifts you to free you from your husks. She grinds you to your whiteness. My God, gloom and doom. He kneads you until you are pliant. And then, God assigns to you its sacred fire that you may become sacred bread for God's sacred feast. Sacred fire. How many of us have sat in the fire of our feelings? How many of us have sat in the fire of despair and loneliness? How many of us have made ourselves wrong because we know these teachings? And yet, at times, it's so challenging to remember them. Let's take a breath, everyone. Right? And so the journey is about radical. I'm on this kick. I know those of you who heard me talk know I keep saying this, but it's so true. You know, the journey is radical self-love and radical self-acceptance. Because when we radically self-love and radically self-accept ourselves, guess what? We radically love and accept everyone around us. How am I doing on time, John? I feel like I'm going on. Okay, thank you. Thank you. So radical, because it's about welcoming all our parts home. You know what Debbie Ford says is, what we don't own owns us. What we don't own owns us. Right? And the parts we have the hardest time loving and accepting are the parts that need our love and acceptance the most. Can we love the part of us that sometimes may not be in integrity? Can we love the part of us that gets angry? Can I love the inner Tasmanian devil within me? Right? Maybe it's not so much fun having your husband here in the... Can you love the part that quivers and scared and doesn't want to get out of bed? Can you love the part that procrastinates and doesn't get that to-do list done? Can you love the part that says to yourself, I'll do it differently next time, and then you don't? Because you know what? We can't grow and change and shift when we're judging and criticizing ourselves. There's no room. Love's the healer. So the healing heart says, let me love all of it. Let me love all of me. Let me bring them all home and see if perhaps there's a gift in there. Anger transformed is power. Procrastination transformed may be the part that says, let's not be too, you know, let's not jump in too quickly. Let's step back and take a, you know, and weigh things up a little. They bring us to balance some of these parts of ourselves that are out. Radical self-love. It's knowing that there's nothing greater than the light and the love and the truth and the joy and the freedom and the peace of spirit within us. And I always say, never underestimate the persistence of the ego. Ever noticed when you start to shift and change, there's that voice that says, maybe you've given up a habit or an addiction. It might be all right to just, have a little drink, one toke, one cream puff, whatever it might be, right? Whatever it might be, that's the ego. And we say, thank you for sharing. You've been sharing a lot. And we appreciate it. And we don't underestimate the persistence. But never, never underestimate the power of spirit. Because nothing, no thing, especially ego, stands a chance in the love and the light and the glory and the wholeness and the power of spirit. It just doesn't. So don't be fooled. We can't be fooled, right? We can't be fooled. I haven't looked at my notes. Let me just make sure I've left nothing out or... Nothing that, what if you but you, yeah. Joel Goldsmith says, for every horizon, expanded horizons is a theme, she says at the end of her talk. But, you know, for every horizons, another beckons, right? So this isn't a one-time deal. Oh, I did some work. I've done that work. I'm in the light. I'm one with God. It's all good. Right? It's on and on and on and on and on and on. Lifetimes of peeling away the layers, of immersing ourselves in truth. So we get to one place, it's a stepping stone, and another horizon beckons. Always. The nature of spirit is expansion and evolution and movement, and it's not stagnant and it's not stuck, and it doesn't stay. What's Ernest Holmes says? You know, the universe doesn't stay in any place for too long or something like that, right? It's always moving. So we keep going. And we trust the power of love. And we trust the power of community. This is so beautiful. We hold each other's hand along the way. And we hold and know the truth for each other when we can't know it for ourselves. And we're willing to be vulnerable. The more we're willing to be vulnerable, the more we give other people permission to be vulnerable. It's okay that you're in darkness. It's okay that you've forgotten the truth of who you are right now. You're so loved by God. So this is why, you know, my ministry has kind of come full circle. Some of you may know, but before I even became a minister or a practitioner, I was a facilitator of healing breathwork or rebirthing, a powerful breathing technique that is really embodies everything I've talked about, the emergence process. It gives room and space for anything to emerge in a loving energy, and through that we access, at the end of the breathing, we feel spirit really deeply and fully. And I believe that it's time on our planet for those of us that are the light chasers to be the light chasers and to let go of the shadow and the darkness and to do the work so we can rise up and change this nation and change this planet. And it's going to be through changing our consciousness first. We can march all we want, and I'm not saying we don't march, and we can write letters. And we can protest, and we can do all those things, and all those things are great. And if consciousness precedes form, we're not going to have the change we want to see. We have to do that from the higher place of love is all there is. Can we sing that song to Trump? Excuse me, if anyone's... You know, there is only one of us, or anybody that we're having a challenge. There is only one of us. In your eyes, it's me I see. There is only one of us. You are my reflection. And you're a child of God. You're a divine expression of spirit, as I am before you are all the other things that you are in your personality. That's the calling. So it starts with us. And let me end by reading the end of this poem by Khalil Gibran. It's a bit nicer than the first part. So, you know, you go through that, the sacred fire, right? And you're needed and all those things are done to you. And then he says, love has no other desire but to fulfill itself. But if you love and have desires, let these be your desires. To melt and be like a running brook that sings its melody to the night. To know the pain of too much tenderness. To be wounded by your own understanding of love and to bleed willingly and joyfully. To wake at dawn with a winged heart and give thanks for another day of loving. to rest at the noon hour and meditate love's ecstasy, to return home at eventide with gratitude, and then to sleep with a prayer for the beloved in your heart and a song of praise upon your lips. Let us pray. So let us breathe in. Conscious breath. Let it fill every cell. Let us perhaps in this moment feel that we're rooted and grounded. Perhaps accessing that first root chakra in our tailbone area. A disc of spinning red light right there. And feel a grounding cord of golden light emanating from this chakra, going down through the chair, through the floor, all the way, way, way down to the center of Mother Earth, where the roots and the dirt and all of that stuff is. Let us be grounded in that. Our foundation, our soul is deep. And let us breathe into the top of our head, our crown chakra, that disc of violet or whatever color you would like it to be, spinning light, and feel the light that pours forth from it. Feel the light that rushes in through it. Our branches spreading wider and reaching higher, and our roots and our foundation digging deeper, deeper yet, deeper still, way, way down. And in this energy, I know that there is one power, one presence, one love, one heart, one pattern of perfection truly unfolding at the center of life itself. This invisible, pulsating, radiant energy. Some call it spirit, God, the great I am, the quantum field, source itself. It matters not what we call it. What we know is God is love, and love is God, and love and God is all there is. And so I'm so grateful to know this day that I am one with this power that I call spirit. And I know this to be the truth about each one here in this room and all the sentient beings everywhere. This is the greatest, changeless, formless, most invisible, most powerful truth to be known about us. We're spirit made manifest in the flesh. And all the qualities and all the attributes of spirit live and move and have their being through and as us. We are love. We are abundance. We are freedom. We are joy. We are peace. We are unity. This is our birthright. We're gems of wisdom from the one mind. We're manifestations of love from the one heart. We walk in our oneness now, today, forever, and always. So how good it is to speak my word, to know, to claim, to accept for us this day that we emerge into our divine self. And the veil of illusion is lifted. And the chains from the past are unshackled. And the false beliefs and the doubts and the fears and the constriction and the ego falls away. For it is burnt away. The veil of illusion is burnt away by the power, by the glory, by the beauty, by the freedom, by the joy, by the peace of spirit. The divine impulse within us. Yearning, yearning, yearning to express more of itself. So I claim that for us this day. I claim that we're safe, we're loved, we're supported along the way, that all forms in the universe continually conspire to show up. The people, the places, the healing modalities, the very things that we need, and ours is just to say yes. Ours is just to have the courage to dig deep. Ours is just to say yes to healing, to transformation, because the truth is there's really nothing to be healed, only truth to be revealed through and as us. And in God, there's always a way, and in God, the way is always made clear. There's a clear pathway for us right now, no matter what we're experiencing in our lives. So I give thanks this day for the power, for the love, for the joy of spirit, for this emergence process, this reconnecting with our divine nature, that this journey that we are all on individually and together as a community. And I'm grateful to know that we're not alone, because Spirit in its infinite wisdom and divine love is source. We're held in a sweet tenderness. We're cradled in the arms of love. We're safe. We're supported on our journey. And I'm grateful to know that there's nothing we don't have to contort or try or make anything happen. We just live in the higher vibrational frequencies, and in that energy, we create a space to welcome in all the good, all the love, all the joy that is already there awaiting for us to say yes to it. So I give thanks for the power of these words I speak. I give thanks for the God divine power within each one of us. How blessed are we? And I release my word to the divine feminine, the very soul of the universe that receives these words, that nurtures and nourishes them and says yes to them and gives birth to them when the conditions are right, at the perfect right time. That which we desire, that which we have prayed for, that which we have set our intention around comes into fruition. We trust the divine order, the divine plan. So with a grateful heart, I let it rest, I let it be, and together we say, and so it is. Amen.